This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I know we need to get to Mike Milbury, but first of all, Paul from Gloucester says he may be able to broker a deal on the Greasy Pole. Hello, Paul.
Hello. What's How up? Are you guys doing this morning?
Great. How are you?
I used to be in charge. Good. I used to be in charge of the list, making the list.
Yeah.
For the Greasy Pole.
Yeah.
I'd rather negotiate offline with the Greasy Pole committee, but.
Okay.
I think there's a couple of ways you can get Chime on. I do know that if they tried to do it first thing in the morning, it is a big deal to get all the grease on and then have someone walk on it.
So, we could bring our own Crisco. Like, we would bring our own grease. All right, hang on.
So I think on the Friday morning of the Greasy Pole, they usually they put the grease on there on the Friday morning. So,
let's talk about it. I can offer you at the very least a pair.
Are you guys coming for a roadshow down here for this?
Yeah, there's a roadshow. We're at the Beauport Hotel, and I'll offer you a pair of succulent Red Sox tickets or Bruins tickets. Or
they
actually, maybe that won't help. But yes. All right, hang.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
I like that.
We'll see if maybe we can negotiate some kind of a deal.
Some juice.
Mike Milbury is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh by findmassmoney.gov, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, and by Timeout Market. Timeout Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. And Mike Milbury joins us on the phone because apparently he is traveling somewhere. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm fresh back from Florida. I'm at the Seaport Hotel in your neighborhood and doing a little function here this evening.
Oh.
But the chat, and I'm glad you're on to the Greasy Pole adventure.
Well, we're working on it. You weren't able to get it done, so I will step in and fix things like many of the owners had to do when you were a general manager in the NHL.
A lot of things about that, but none of them are really airworthy.
What is the event? Are you doing some kind of motivational speech?
I'm doing a speaking engagement tonight, so
all right. Excellent.
Yeah, right here at the Seaport Hotel, so I'm looking forward to that, and then I'm heading home afterwards. But I was in Florida. It was beautiful there, except I paid a lot of money to go to the One South Hotel or one hotel in South Beach, and all I could hear all day long was techno music. My body was vibrating more than it has in a long time.
We must have just missed each other.
I was there last weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did you stay?
At the one.
Oh, really? You stayed at the one as well. Did you like it?
I loved it. But yeah, there was a lot of, it was a lot of like vibey music.
They loved the techno down there.
All right. Well, listen, we talked a little bit about the Marchand bump, which lasted for a couple games. And then they're back to the ways of old. I know we can't hope about this season any longer, but you look at this team going forward and Don Sweeney and Cam Neely, and when it comes to looking toward the off season, what do you think primarily they have got to focus on?
Well, before they get to anything, they have to make sure that their drafting is as good as it's been in a long time. I mean, they accumulated a few picks, and they have a chance to start to pile up a few prospects. But that doesn't mean you're going to get better right away. That means you're going to get better in 2, 3, 4 years. And so then free agency comes into play, and I don't know what the pool of talent is or how much they can spend. They took a swing and missed last summer. But they got to swing again. If they want this to be a short rebuild, it's going to have to take place not only in the draft, but certainly in free agency. They're going to have to find some gems along the way. Right now, it's an audition time. They got to find whether this kid Lizelle is a prospect or not. I mean, I don't know if Patra has one goal in 33 games. That's not very encouraging. And Lauri, who looks like he's got some talent, is minus 24. That's embarrassing. I mean, they've got to corral these kids and find out which are keepers and which are AHL players, and that's what the rest of the season is all about. I mean, they're on the road for 5 games now. Most of the time, teams are happy when they come back with a .500 record on the road. If they have any kind of a glimmer of a chance, and I don't think there is one, they're going to have to win 4 out of 5.
Mike, is it possible in the NHL, and I don't know how it works for a team like the Bruins, because you said they swung and missed on free agency last year, is it possible to move out some of those guys, whether it's an Elias Lindholm, a Zadorov, a Hampus Lindholm, and say, all right, even though we just signed these guys, we missed, we're moving on, and we're now going to bring in new free agents?
It's hard to do. I mean, especially given what, and particularly with Lindholm, the amount of money that they gave him and their expectations that he would be a top 6 forward. And now it looks like he's a replacement for Charlie Coyle as a third line, good face-off guy, reliable defensively, but not very gifted offensively. And that's, you know, for them to try to move him is going to be tough. And it's a long-term contract. I think they're going to have to just eat it. And Zadorov is a little more tolerable in terms of finances, but he's a 4-5 guy, and they thought he was going to be at least a 3 or 4 guy, and he's not. And so, you know what? You swallow your mistakes, and you move on, and you try it again if ownership lets you.
Mike, do you think that Joe Sacco might be the biggest loser to come out of this season? To be with an organization for 11 seasons, then be put in a situation where you're the interim head coach with a team that just doesn't seem to be meshing? Like, is he getting screwed in all of this?
Yeah, and loser's the wrong term. There's nothing loser about Joe Sacco, even though his team's not winning right now. He's put in an impossible position.
That's what I meant by loser. I didn't mean, yeah.
He's doing the best he can with it, and it's hard to judge him as a coach under these circumstances. I've been there in a situation on Long Island where we just didn't have talent, and it's frustrating, but there's not much you can do except just put your nose to the grindstone and try to work with younger players and try to get them in a better situation, but it's bleak now. And I, as a player, I never missed the playoffs, and it was, you know, I'm proud of that. But these guys, I know when they're in this situation, and I coached a team that didn't make it, it's tough to keep them motivated. It's tough to keep their spirits up. And, you know, that's a job that Joe Sacco has to address and try to keep them in a place where at least you're getting effort. And not easy to do. It really isn't. But, I hope for his sake that some of the young blood that's coming into the lineup will stay with it, realizing that they have a chance to make a lot of money and make an impact on this particular organization.
Mike, Shime and I kind of go back and forth on this one. I guess with your expertise, do you feel like this team has talent other than really Pasta and McAvoy? And Swayman, but I mean like forwards, defensemen, forward-wise, do you feel like they have talented players?
They have role players, and they have some guys that can be effective in the bottom six of the lineup. And Geeky looks like he's having a heck of a year. Looks like he could be a top six forward along with Pasta, but there's a void in the high-end talent positions, and that's where you need to fill that void in order to become competitive. You can't go with role players. You need guys that are game-changers, and they don't have enough of them. And particularly, as we've talked about many times, at the center position, at 1-2, if you can't fill those voids successfully, you're going to struggle. And they're struggling because of that right now. And so their focus has to be on filling that void of high-end talent with high-end talent through the draft, and if they're lucky, in free agency.
Something a little less depressing, Bobby Orr's birthday today. Do you have a favorite Bobby Orr story?
You know, in my first training camp, I was the A group. You know, the Orrs and Espositos were on at 10 o'clock. But I was so excited to get there, I was there before the 8 o'clock group went on. And it was Don Cherry's first year. And I walked into the locker room. I was trying to find some sticks. And the only guy in the locker room was Esposito. And it was just a tick before 8 o'clock. And in walked Bobby Orr, and so I sort of slinked back towards the bathrooms to get out of the way, and he started yelling at Phil. He said, "Phil, well, you didn't win the cup last year. What's the matter with you? Training camp's about to start. This is the first day with a new coach. Get your ass on the ice. Get your ass on the ice right now." I mean, whew, wow, what a way to start training camp. I mean, I knew who was running the show at that particular moment. His intensity was palpable, and, you know, Phil with a big Italian face. "Well, Bobby, no," he said, "the new coach is out there. He's waiting for his guys to come out, and you're not out there. Get your ass out there." It was eye-opening. His intensity and his, you know, dedication to finding a way to win, and realizing when he said we didn't win the cup last year was like, you know, that was his goal, and he was not going to tolerate even a guy like Phil Esposito, one of his buddies and a great player, being late for practice on opening day.
LB used to always talk about, and he was fond of a tall tale, so we used to talk about Wayne Cashman and those guys drinking beers and smoking butts between periods. Was that accurate?
There were a few guys that did that. You know, they went off to the side of the room, and I don't remember anybody drinking beers between periods. That's not something I saw, and not something I'd ever expect to see in the locker room. But there were a couple of guys that, you know, moved to the skate sharpening room and had a weed once in a while, but most of the time the guys were pretty dedicated to it, and nobody more than Orr. And my other Orr story is when I was coaching in Maine, and the team was really, it was my second year, and we were struggling a little bit, and I called him, and I wasn't that close with him, and I asked him if he possibly could come up and talk to the team. The guy drove up from Boston, spent a practice with the guys, didn't try to coach anybody. He was just there. And his presence is so palpable that, you know, the guys were just in la-la land. It was a big ask, and he came through. And that's sort of what a lot of people will tell you about him. If you ask him, he'll do you a solid.
Nicest guy in the world. Curtis always talks about flying with him down to Florida. He's just, golf tournament-wise, he's just the nicest man, and for his stature, an unbelievably nice guy.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
I have the best two Bobby Orr stories of all time. One, I'm sending this Terp. I don't even have Terp's number. I'll send it later. But there's a photo of me standing in front of a private jet where Bobby Orr waited on the tarmac for over an hour and a half because my drunk ass got there late. He was the nicest guy alive, couldn't have been kinder, signed like 3,000 autographs for these Jimmy Fund patients. And then we get down there and we had a dinner night with a couple of pairs of listeners that had bid a bunch of money for the right to go down and have dinner with the show and with Bobby Orr. John Dennis tells us all that he's going to get Bobby and he's going to get him to Carrabba's because God knows what a budget. Big night out in Miami or Florida. Bobby Orr's not at dinner. John Dennis is seated at the dinner table. Where's Bobby? In the lobby of the Courtyard Marriott for another 90 minutes. Did he say one complaint? The greatest hockey player who ever lived was the nicest, most magnanimous guy on the face of the earth. Couldn't have been kinder. There is nobody on the planet that would have behaved that way.
Mike, thank you as always, and we will enjoy your speaking moment this evening in the Seaport, and we will talk to you again next week.
Well, have fun skiing.
All right, thank you. We are headed to Wachusett Mountain for the snow show tomorrow.
So it's literally my childhood. It was probably my fondest memories at Wachusett Mountain from grades 3rd to 8.
Hmm. I did enrage Bobby Orr, probably rightly so, on the old show because he locked himself out of his vehicle while playing golf at the International and asked if he could, you know, the OnStar asked if he could use my OnStar to get back in.
Yes.
And I shared that story because I thought it was of interest, and he was very upset that I...
Oh, wow.
He felt it made him look like an old man because he locked his locked himself out of his vehicle.
Well, that's fair.
But, yeah. I mean, that happens to all of us.
Yeah. It does.
It can happen at any age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and certainly...
It's a lot harder to do it nowadays because the keys, all you need to do is just have them in your pocket and open the door, so...
Well, yeah. I mean...
That's was happening then, too. Like, having the keys...
Yeah. No, like, so...
Also had his keys on his belt.
Yeah, but he said he locked
massive
him in.
Ick.
No, some, massive ick. He's saying he locked him in. Some cars, if the key's still in it, like you can't lock the door, or you just, as long as the key's near you or in the car, the door will open.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Coming up, we're going to play your Hill Notes back right now, Courtney, with What is Trending This Hour.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. After all the talk about not wanting divas in the locker room, the Pats had Stephon Diggs at the facilities yesterday. It's the first team he's visited since reconstructive surgery on his ACL 4 months ago. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Texans have signed Cam Robinson to a one-year deal worth between $12 and $14.5 million. And the Commanders and Debo Samuel have agreed to a reworked contract. The Red Sox beat the Tigers yesterday 6-4. Today they have the Twins at Lee Health in Fort Myers. First pitch is at 6:05. You can listen to the matchup right here on WEEI and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. The Bruins are in Vegas to take on the Golden Knights tonight. Puck drop is at 10. Hockey East semifinals and finals on the Odyssey app today and tomorrow. Cooper Boardman and Jimmy Connolly are on the call. Playing games last night saw Mount St. Mary's beat American. They will take on Duke, and Xavier beat Texas to now face Illinois. We're in full swing now. First round tips off at 12:15 today with Creighton and Louisville. You can listen to March Madness starting at noon on WEEI AM. And it's great to have goals. It's even better to have experts help you attain those goals. Experts in weight loss, awaken180weightloss.com. My apologies. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is 40. Greg, 10 o'clock tonight. Your room or mine, Bees, Golden Knights.
I would say probably we should rent like a place to watch it on the big screen.
I love it. Okay. I love it. So we just had I have the picture now if you want to see. This is me in front of the private jet in Florida with Bobby Orr. This is unbelievable. I actually have audio of myself, if it gets on the Twitch there. I have audio of myself in front of it.
Barnes was reportedly in Santa Barbara training with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Curtis, you look so different.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I mean, you're half the size.
All right.
Oh, God. That guy had to... Bobby Orr, listen to that tub of goo. 41 degrees, hazy, afternoon high.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before.
Snow show tomorrow morning, 6 to 10. Watch you sit mountain. See you there. Bring a guest lead. I assume we, Curtis, are we doing guest leads tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And dueling savants also because it's a Friday. You, V. Scheim, Red Sox, wait. Pokemon knowledge.
I'm going to just watch Jeff Fry take grounders this afternoon in preparation.
All right. Well, come out tomorrow morning. Can't wait to see you at Watch You Sit. And we'll be there tonight from 5 to 7 for a pregame as the tournament gets underway full swing today. And join us for that at the Copper Top Lounge at Wachusett. I know we got to get the Hill Notes, but this is Mark from Connecticut. Hey, Mark.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
We have huge news, maybe, but Wiggy, Scheim, what is it going to take to not make Diggs leave and get a contract signed? What is it going to take numbers-wise? I want this guy. I know he's a diva. Doesn't matter. Every number one wide receiver is a diva. You need this guy in that wide receiver room.
I think you can get him for like a 1 year, you know, $12 to $15 million.
I was thinking the Cooper Kupp number, 15.
Yeah, and then maybe throw some incentives on there where, you know, if he performs, it can bump up a little bit, but somewhere in that price range. Because he's on a one-year prove-it deal anyways because of the ACL injury. So no matter where he goes.
Do you want him?
I'll take them all. Yeah, like they should have not. You should not let him leave the building.
And I would add this, exactly. Mark. I would absolutely take him because they need him. And you're guaranteed, see what you think, Wiggs, two games a year he's going to dominate against the Bills because he's going to take that personally. He's going to want to say,
exactly,
look what you guys are missing. Oh, God, let's do it, please.
Yeah. Well, and you worried about Drake May being able to handle him?
Of course not. And if he's a dink, it's a one-year deal. Who cares?
Right.
To get rid of him. Like, it happens all the time.
And isn't Vrabel a good enough coach and Josh McDaniels? They've been around long enough to know, okay.
They've dealt with divas.
Yeah, and how to handle guys like that. Don't you think Josh knows, like, all right, if Steph Diggs is our best receiver, we're going to get him the football? Mm-hmm. So if we're getting him the football, then he's probably not complaining.
That was his issue in Buffalo, right? I mean, I know he and Josh Allen didn't see eye to eye.
Yeah, I think his issue was that he felt like they kind of kept him out of the game plan. So, and that's what most receivers' issue is, anyways, is that they feel like you're not utilizing me the way that I should be. Like, but if he's a great receiver, then we should be utilizing him. Yeah. So,
And the question has been asked a billion times on the Subaru of New England text line this morning. Why do you want him? He's hurt. You want him because he's the only option available to you. Right,
can we right have now. Like a, you know, I we all know I've had a couple, you know, moments where everybody sat me down and had an intervention. We need an intervention with the Patriots front office and the Patriots in general and their fan base. This is no longer a great team that can build around the periphery and doesn't have to take gambles. They have to. They stink. You've won 8 games in 2 years. And one of those was because the other team didn't want to win. And you had Joe Milton. So it's really 7.
All right, Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Remember all the women in the Hill Notes? Either they're not calling in or they're being bumped. Half you men, you're grumpy. You call in criticizing every little bit. Go take a pill or go take a tub or go do something. Wah!
Good point. Is Jackson silencing the women?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I never thought about that.
I did have a woman come up to me at the Greg Hill event for St. Patty's Day. Says, hey, I leave Hill notes, but they never get played.
Oh, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Internal investigation.
Was that Millie? Because I got cornered by a woman there, too.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, cornered is not a nice way to put
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, she just wouldn't stop.
You know, I don't remember the names, but...
Very nicely.
Yeah, so she had dark hair, like Courtney's color hair, and she came up to me and said, you know, who runs the Hill Notes? I said, yeah.
It's Jackson who picks the Hill Notes.
Well, Jackson
said... So if
he's
leaving women... It sounds kind of like incel tendencies if he's leaving women off.
Well, he said Shime picks them.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he said Shime and Curtis picked them.
Oh, Shime and Curtis.
I haven't touched them in weeks.
He said he puts all of them in and then you guys
decide.
Pick them.
Okay, so then he's not doing his job in the first place because his job is to get rid of the ones that stink.
The Greg Hill Show on WEEI. What a show. What a great show. A fantastic show. People tell me... Sports radio is the backbone of American culture. That's what I call it. The backbone of American culture. Radio hosts are typically very stupid people. Ugly, stupid people. These are wonderful people. Beautiful people. And the numbers, their numbers are so great. Some of the best numbers. Only getting better. The Greg Hill Show, WEEI.
Wow, the president calling.
Yeah, I love when
Pretty
Trump
good,
calls.
Actually.
Wow.
Love a good Trump.
There are some good Trump impersonations out there. But
I try to work on mine.
You do? Yeah, please keep working on it.
Huge.
You've mastered the Jamaican impression, but other than that, please keep working.
Good morning, guys. Smurf checking in. Just want to say thank you. I had to take yesterday off for a day of mourning. Tuesday night, I had to make the hardest decision of my adult life, and I had to put down our dog, Bella. She lived a good life. She was about to be 14, the yellow lab, great dog, but she was in a lot of pain and very sick, so we made the ultimate decision to let her get her wings. You guys make me laugh every day, just like you did today. Love you guys. Have a great time at the ski resort. Stay blessed.
Oh, sending a big hug.
It's
That's
a great
really
thing
hard.
About Hill Notes is we go from Trump to an emotional one.
Yes.
Then we know there's an angry Principal Dave coming.
Yeah, Greg, Christopher Shine here. I just wanted to let you know because of Awaken 180 that my swing is so much faster, and I guarantee I'll beat you by at least 4 strokes. I'd bet my Charizard and Squirtle card on it.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that one.
9-hole match.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what format we're going to use, but 9 holes.
Match play? Just do you want to play? We can do match play. We can do stroke play. Your choice. Doesn't matter.
I thought there was only one way to play golf.
No. Oh, so in head to head, you could play match play, for instance. So you just, if you win a hole, you get a point, basically, and you go 9 holes until somebody wins.
Oh, okay.
Or you could play stroke play, which is just you keep your score
so
on every
hole. So you're always in it. Oh, to answer the question, if you want Shime to be in it for the whole 9 holes, and then we're going to need to play stroke play as opposed to match play because I will.
If it's match play, Greg, we'll be done in 5 holes.
I'll have you shut down in 5.
Oh, I always thought
maybe
it was 4. School.
Dormy. Not mathematically. Yeah, you're going to be dormied.
All right.
Can we not say stroke so much in front of Greg, please?
All right. I just learned something. I always thought it was the score that was played at the end.
Well, there's multiple ways.
You ever
there's
watch the Ryder Cup by any chance? No.
Okay.
Hey, Hillman. I agree. You really should start referring to Maine as your abandoned home continent. You seem to be more of a Nantucket knob these days.
Wow. It is true.
What?
I shifted gears.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I mean, you go for that one weekend to Maine.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we go. Well, I go up. I sometimes go up on the 4th. I don't know.
I don't
go as much. Not really. Yeah. I'm really more of a Nantucket person now. I don't know.
But you can't claim Nantucket because you're only a visitor.
Right.
Until you purchase a house out there.
So it can't be my adopted home island.
No, you can't.
Remains my home island.
Mac and Hash Brown Island.
Yeah, Hash Brown Island. Yeah, now I'm the president of Hash Brown Island.
You and Ken.
Good morning show. You just never know who might be knocking at the back door. tonight at the Copper Top Lounge at Wachusett in beautiful Princeton, Mass. In Central Mass, Greg. It's Central Massachusetts. Have a great day, everybody. Even you, numbnuts.
All right.
Wow, okay. Angry Principal Dave making an appearance.
Possible appearance.
Sounds, sounds like APD is going to be there tonight.
Yeah. Sadly, I may not.
Yeah. Probably going to have the ex drop him off because she has a date.
Right.
But good, we'll get to see Angry Principal Dave tonight. Love it.
I mean, great. I mean, what a very well thought out, funny message.
Good morning, morning show. For all of you geography buffs out there, Princeton is the town directly north of Rutland, which is the geographical center of Massachusetts, hence Central Mass.
Wow.
I didn't know that. Rutland is the geographic center of our state.
Wow. The more you know.
Excellent. Okay. And we'll be out there, Westminster, Princeton, all of those places. Can't wait to get there. Can't wait to see you tonight. And can't wait to see you tomorrow morning for the snow show.
Who has an older soul, DMs or Greg's nasty flip-flops?
Hey!
Yeah, that was a good one. Hey, women are killing it today.
Yeah. See, Jackson is allowing some women. Women obviously have been leaving Hill Notes left and right. Right. Jackson's been cutting them off. Or Shime. I don't know who it is.
I asked Jackson how they were today. He said, they're okay. They have cooties.
Sounds like the ladies are putting the erotic fiction down for a moment and leaving Hill Notes, which I am a fan of.
The smut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yo, Wiggy. Melissa down in Newport. Hey, listen, I love you. You crack me up. But, man, I think you need to take some flex time. You are all over everybody's rear end, and it's not like you. So I think you need to just bite the bullet, not go for the record, and take some flex time so you don't get yourself fired.
You could never be fired.
I've been fired many a time.
Newport, a great thing. Great take.
Another lady right there.
Newport is a great take off season as well.
Yes. Really fun off season.
It really is.
Yeah. Shoulder season I really like.
What is it?
Shoulder season.
I don't know what that is.
The fall and the spring.
Oh.
So it's middle of, like, it's not fully off season. Shoulder season.
I've never heard that before.
Really?
Shoulder season?
Yeah, nobody's heard that.
Mm. Oh.
Courtney is coastal grandma thing.
Courtney is from a whole new world.
Dictionary, shoulder season, a travel period between peak and off-peak seasons.
Huh? Yeah. Greg, there's a really easy dad one that's just waiting out there. But
I don't want to get on nobody's ass. I do not want to get fired. You're fired. Huge.
Greg, I can picture it now. Wiggy driving the WEEI short bus and Jackson in the back licking the windows.
I did. It was like a party bus more than a short bus. But that's what we drove at Alamo back then. You needed a CDL to drive the big one.
No,
and I didn't have a CDL. I just had the regular driver's license.
Hey, Greg. It's Butter Guy. Just wanted to say thanks for the shout out. I am happily engaged to Natalia. We're doing awesome. But yeah, you, Coco, Wiggy, Curtis, Shime, and Jackson. I love all you guys. I listen to you every single morning. A few shout outs in Twitch. Christy, Joe, Ethan Brockton, Top Gun, Johnny Cakes, and the rest of you guys. You're all super nice. I highly recommend people go to road shows and meet people from Twitch. They're all fun.
Oh, so nice.
What
and
a
I will say, some of the women in Twitch, I felt like were a little bit shocked that he was engaged. Like, they were upset.
Oh, really?
They feel like maybe they missed out on Butter Guy.
Oh. I thought you were suggesting that he has been less than honest with the ladies.
No. I think that they had crushes on Butter Guy.
Oh, really?
And
Greg has always had a crush on Butter.
I do have a crush on Butter. Will we be invited to the wedding?
Great question.
Would you go to a listener wedding if you were invited?
I love weddings. Love weddings. Yeah. I'll be there with gift.
Yes. Courtney loves it.
Yeah.
I would also say, in all sincerity, that the Butter Guy was the first real, like, viral moment of a road show when he arrived at Old Orchard Beach in the Butter costume.
Right.
Have we met Butter Girl?
Natalia.
Yeah, have we met Natalia?
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if we have or not.
But I would love to.
Yeah. She dresses up as a crescent rule, and then they intersect.
Do 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 do. Okay, Jermaine, why don't you pick a category?
I'll take 6 times 400.
The answer is 12.
What is how many flex days is Courtney used?
That was a good one right there.
He has been all over me for that. So
no, I've been more on Greg than anybody.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. He's been on me.
Yeah.
Calls me a soft manager.
Oh. Right. Because you're always yelling at.
Oh, my gosh. We know.
So
we know.
I'm just trying to. What's the say? What's the saying?
Keep it real?
No.
Keep it 100? Keep it a buck?
Pot, meat, kettle?
Cap, no cap?
No, pot, meat, kettle?
Greg, I don't know why you're so surprised that people read smut books. I'm surprised that, like, how long it's taking you to try to make a sourdough starter.
Courtney said, oh, I'm sure Lindsay reads smut. Reach out. I reached out to her and said, do you read smut? And her answer was, what is that? It sounds dorky. So apparently.
I'm shocked. Color me shocked.
She doesn't need any erotic literature.
Right.
And you got the real thing at home.
Okay.
True.
Good morning, ladies and gents. Thanks for all the laughs in the morning. I just wanted to provide an update on Courtney's news story from this morning about the gentleman getting stabbed outside of the McDonald's. Rumor has it he's going to be fine. He was just stabbed in the McRib.
Okay, that's pretty good. Not bad.
And now, another segment of The Morning Show.
Okay, time for leads. You're up, Sean.
Yoked Pokemon nerds. Rule the world! Check out this video of a limp wristed slap fight outside a Target.
Okay. Text line says, talk sports. Go ahead, Curtis.
I'm right. You're all wrong. Brady. Aww.
Wow. Glad I'm on this side of the glass. Okay. Go ahead, Courtney.
The astronauts that were stranded in space are coming home tomorrow. I think the first thing I would want is french fries from McDonald's.
I would think you want Botox, but okay. Okay, Joe Schmo in the car, what do you got?
Quarterback, talk sports!
Okay, you're going to love my lead, Joe. Jim Morrison's alive. Eat those ratings, Joe.
He's good.
So good, he nails it.
So good.
He really does. And some people say, I don't want to hear from the same people. I don't mind hearing from the same people.
Oh,
excellent.
I am always
when it is that guy.
Pleasured when I hear Hill Notes. It's a pleasure.
Okay. So there's one more, but like I need a ruling first.
Okay.
Angry Principal Dave left 2.
Oh my God.
He's not allowed 2, right? You're only allowed 1. Everybody gets 1.
Is it good? If it's bad, it's probably better.
Yeah.
Okay.
At this point, go ahead. I don't care.
All right, here's Angry Principal Dave for a second time.
After listening to the talk about the pre-diabetic 9-hole golf tournament yesterday, it got me to thinking about Seinfeld, Wiggy. Who is more of the Milosh on the morning show? Greg, Shime, or both of them? My vote is both.
Right. Meanwhile, while he's leaving Hill Notes, there's a kid choking on a hot dog in the cafeteria. And
the Hill Notes
doing
is so good.
How does I can't do the Heimlich. I'm leaving a Hill Note.
What do you think are the ideas he finds unfunny?
All right. Great job again.
Yeah?
Great job.
Yeah. Maybe Sean might be more like Milo. She might send his lady to somebody's house if he feels like he doesn't want everybody to know he can't play golf.
All right. Hill Notes brought to you every single day by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, please call Coleman.
It's electric.
The Boston Globe is now reporting that the Boston Celtics have a new owner.
That is correct. William Chisholm, managing director of Symphony Technology Group. He grew up on the North Shore, lifelong Seas fan.
Ah, interesting. Yep. All right. So no local angle, although I think he is from here.
Don't. Grew up on the North Shore.
Okay. You just said that. Okay. Grew up on the North Shore, but is a guy who will bring a new perspective and does that group own any other sports franchises?
I'm looking at their portfolio right now. Good news, if you want to know the time, they own Gresham. Don't know what that is, but they have a bunch of software companies, it looks like.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Right. There's your local person, so You know that if they're a lifelong Celtics fan, they're not going to do anything to kind of shake up the roster that's this good.
I mean, I don't know why you're confident about that. I mean,
because if they're a Celtics fan, you think they're going to get rid of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And
I mean, if they're not going to get a building, and it doesn't look like a building is on the horizon, then you can't be certain that they are going to be willing to, luxury tax-wise, willing to continue the way that this ownership group has been willing to continue. So.
Well, maybe they do have a location in mind in play for a new arena. And so, I mean, maybe that's part of why they're obviously buying the team is because they got one. Okay. It might not be in Boston, but maybe, you know, if they're from around here, they know places. Maybe it's just outside North Shore. Who knows? Maybe it's in Revere.
Does seem like he lives in Palo Alto, California.
Yeah.
So.
Globe reporting anything on the price? I know that the number that was thrown about was $5.5 billion when it came to the four offers that they ended up with. Did they settle at anything higher than that, or no information on that yet?
Not seeing that anywhere yet.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like it will be a new era, at least ownership-wise, for the Boston Celtics. And you could talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI, including with Jones and Keith next.
See you tonight.
Yeah, we will see you tonight. So, Copper Top Lounge. Basketball on the televisions, food, frivolity, fun, 5 to 7 tonight, and then tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. at Wachusett Mountain for the final snow show of winter on the first day of spring. Talk to you at 6 a.m. Thank you for your patronage.